It's just bringing energy every day. One of the things that Dan always talks about is leave it out on the field. And how can we ask the players to do that if we're not going to do that? And that's a part of it. It's going to be good days. It's going to be bad days. It's going to be trial and error. That's a part of it. But did you leave it all out there?
What kind of adjustment is it for you overseeing everything now?
You know, that's one of the things that you always talk about is a blessing one. Let's start there. From where I came from and what I've been doing and, you know, the way that God has ordained my whole career football-wise, I've been blessed to be around a lot of great people with like Dan, Pete, Chris, all the guys that helped nurture me into this position. It's kind of been cool. I'm a DB at heart, but I love the game of ball, so I always hang with the D-line. I think that, you know, like, that's where it starts, and it's always been that way. And the DBs always used to give me a hard time about that, but at the bottom of my heart, I understand that it starts up front. The back seven is easy because I've done that all my life. So with those guys, it's been real cool to oversee all of them. So it's been fun. It's been a blessed experience.
What might fans see differently from the defense this year with maybe a couple of different faces and you back there in charge now?
Not just me. You talk about the guys that, you know, the players and the coaching staff that we work with, these guys are awesome. That's one of the things that we even talked about as a staff with all the changes, how close and connected our bond can be. That's the cool part, like really knowing how connected we are. And it's infectious, and the players see it. And that's the only thing that you see in practice. You're going to see guys flying around, got to beat their coach to the ball, and things of that nature. We always understood this. If you want to play for your coach, you will be willing to do anything to make sure they succeed. So that's our true brotherhood is taking over.
How are the new faces looking to you, Poe and the rookies?
Awesome. They're putting in work. Adapting to our culture, which is awesome. That's one of the things that we always talk about. Come into our brotherhood. Like, it's always open arms. And they've accepted it. That's the cool part. They accept it. They put it in. They walk out. At the end of the day, the tank is empty. So now go ahead. Go home and reload. And let's do it all over again. They're accepting that part of our coaching. It's amazing.
Have you seen the players respond to how you run around like you look like you're a DB?
The last 2 years, I guess, everyone's used to it. I think it would be so uncommon if I came out and I wasn't talking, wasn't running around, wasn't enjoying the game. Because when you get in between the white lines, you get so many opportunities that we're blessed to do this. And if you don't enjoy them, the good, the bad, and indifferent, understand that it's going to be an ugly fight throughout the valley. And at the end, you got to understand that you got to be ready to smile. Hit them with a smile. It'll be okay. Hit them with a smile. But come out every day and make sure that you leave it on the field. And when they see it, it's just offensive players, not just defensive players, that guys that, my feet off your energy. It's natural. It's a blessing to me. How can I cheat them if I don't go out there and give them everything I have?
So it's more natural for you to be back there with the defensive backs, but how do you match those big guys on the defensive line?
That's the awesome part. When they see it, the first thing, I always connect with them one-on-one. I start practice with those guys. So I connect with them one-on-one of understanding that it starts with them. Like, give me what you got. If you get tired, tap your helmet, and we'll go somewhere else. Guess what? It's all of us. It's not collectively asking one guy to come out here and fight for us. It's collective unit.
Coach.
Yes.
Preface this week. It's day two, and it's not live yet. But the defense has really held its own. It looks, you know, just knee-jerk reaction out there. Just a lot of plays being made, a lot of batted balls, some picks. How do you feel about what you're seeing right now?
Well, right now.
And how do you evaluate that? You know,
well, the evaluation process is every day.
Right.
That's been going on a little bit in OTAs as well. It's every day. And it goes back to, are you tough and will you compete? The bottom line of it, are you tough and will you compete? And if you can do those things, the big plays and things of that nature, and you're doing your job, competing and battling and leaving it out there for one another, looking at your coach, looking at your player, the relationships that we have, the communication that has gotten 10 times better, that is what you guys are starting to see. Which is awesome. The additions that we've added, not only players, but coaches as well, has been awesome. It's been awesome.
Your rookie DB, Casey, got a pick today, real athletic, and he's also been moving around a lot. What have you seen from him since he got here?
Oh, he's been awesome, man. Changing positions. When you ask a guy to do that, he's taking it up with a grain of stride. And, you know, just from one thing to the next, he's picking it up one by one. And that's the one thing that you can always ask from a guy. Just give me what you have. We'll learn with the learning curve that it happened, but he's been doing great.
What are your expectations from the defense coming out of camp?
You know what? The first thing is, like, every time you go out there, leave it out there. That's really it. Be relentless. And it's not my defense. It's our defense. That's the one thing that people don't understand. It's not about one guy. It's not about one player. It's not about one coach. If you hear anything from the man that runs this building, it's about our brotherhood. And that's really what you're going to see when we go out there.